Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced today he's opening a six-month investigation into the country's unprecedented fire season to better prepare for the future. The fires were fueled by years of drought, went on for months, and killed at least 33 people and more than a billion animals. The fires are now under control, but the recovery effort is just beginning. Australia's Environment Minister recently convened a panel to see which wildlife need the most urgent attention after the fires, and they came up with a list that includes 113 species. Joining us now from Australia is someone who serves on the Wildlife and Threatened Species Bushfire Recovery Expert Panel, Dale Nimmo, an associate professor in wildlife ecology at Charles Sturt University in New South Wales. Dale, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what kind of species are you and your colleagues on the panel most concerned about?
There's a range of species that we're pretty concerned about because of the extent of the fires. So the fires burnt 8 million hectares, which is equivalent to the size of Kentucky or Virginia, about that size, or Iceland, if you'd like a different comparison. And so because of the extent of the fires, there's been a number of species caught in the path of the fires. And we've just gone through and thought about the ones that are most likely to be negatively impacted by the fires based on both the amount of their habitat that's burnt and their status prior to the fires. So Australia has a lot of threatened species, so species that were at risk of extinction prior to the fires, and then fires have gone over the top of their habitat and probably imperiled them further. And then we also thought a little bit about the species' responses to fire, because Australia is a fire-prone landscape. So some species have adaptations that will allow them to bounce back quickly, and some species might even benefit from a fire, whereas other species will be negatively affected. They might be reliant on those types of habitat features that are burnt during fires. So it was all those types of things we considered.
So which species are at the top of your list in terms of being in the most trouble right now?
On top of the list are species like the western ground parrot. So this is actually a species over in southwestern Australia. A lot of the attention went to kind of the eastern Australian fires, but there's also been pretty large fires in western Australia. And this was a species that was critically endangered prior to the fires, and there was only about 150 individuals left. So when you've got such a small population, that's when a large fire can really, you know, potentially cause extinction. And so that's one of the species that we're particularly concerned about. When we think about the mammals, there's species like the Kangaroo Island Dunnart. And so this is a species that lives on a large island off South Australia that had a really large, intense fire. And the species is only known from that island. So Dunnarts are they're in the same family as Tasmanian devils and quolls, but much smaller.
They look like little mice almost, right?
Yeah, they're little. They used to be called marsupial mice. We call them Dunnarts now, or Antechinus. There's a number of different small desiurids. But this one only occurs on that island. So it's a narrow range endemic species. And so when you have a big fire rip through the majority of the island, then of course you're going to be concerned about whether it's there. The good news is for that species, there was real concern that it might be completely gone, but we have seen some footage of them. They put some camera traps out and found them, and now I'm led to believe that they've actually rapidly installed a massive predator-proof fence to ensure that feral cats and foxes can't get in and knock the last individuals off. So that's really good kind of rapid intervention that might actually prevent that species from going extinct. There's another species that we're concerned about is the long-footed potoroo. So this is an animal that's a bit like a miniature kangaroo, and it was endangered prior to the fires. So we were already concerned about its conservation because habitat loss, mainly for agriculture, has led to, you know, land clearing, basically. So the forests that it lives in have been cleared. And on top of that, these feral predators that we have, mainly feral cats and foxes, really hammer these animals because the size range they're in is just perfect for these invasive predators. So then these fires have swept through a really large proportion of their forest habitat. And so that's another species that's on our radar.
What about the iconic species of Australia like wallabies and koalas?
We are concerned about koalas and they are on the list. Yeah, wallabies, there's rock wallabies on the list. Yeah, so there are species in New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria that occur on rocky outcrops. But yeah, I mean, the long-footed potoroo is probably the kind of macropod or the wallaby-like creature that we're most concerned about.
How concerned are you about the impact the fires had on plants?
We're very concerned, but the task of actually prioritising them is just so much greater than it is for animals because there's so many more species. So At the moment, we've released a list of 113 animals, and that's not the full list of animals because it doesn't include a lot of the invertebrates that we're concerned about. But the plants are just so diverse and their responses are so much more complex. And so we've got a group that's going through and trying to prioritise that now. But there'll be a lot of plants where their entire range, all the areas that we know of them from, will have burnt. So that process is ongoing and it will probably take a few more weeks.
You know, when we see images of some of the animals who've been in trouble in Australia because of these fires, it's heartbreaking to look at an animal that, you know, is in the middle of just an absolutely destroyed ecosystem. It must be very emotionally difficult to have to go in and try to see what you can do to help these animals, at least the ones that survived.
Yeah, so part of the panel's objectives is to try to minimise animal suffering as well, so particularly of the native wildlife directly impacted by the fires. So yeah, it is heartbreaking to see those images, but there is a huge kind of workforce, mainly volunteers, out there caring for injured wildlife, particularly the large, more charismatic species tend to get a lot of the attention, koalas and things like that. But I guess one of the positive things about the fires is seeing that collective effort, that people come together really quickly and in a surprisingly strategic way, given how unanticipated these fires were, that such a kind of workforce can come together and start caring for our wildlife. And there will be an ongoing process for rehabilitating many of these species and hopefully eventually releasing some of them back to the wild.
As you work to try to fix the problems that these fires created, are you worried that just because of climate change, this could just be the beginning of a new reality in Australia and it could be very difficult for these animals ever to have a comfortable life there?
Yes, and also for people to have a comfortable life here as well. So, you know, we are concerned about these fires being representative of what might be to come because their scale and intensity has been unprecedented. So just the sheer amount of habitat that's burnt over time and the duration of this fire season starting really early. And, you know, a lot of the fires that were particularly alarming had happened before the official fire season in our minds had really even started. Mm-hmm. So there's this increase in the duration of the fire season, the size of the fires, and it's all related obviously to the really dry conditions that we had leading up to the fires. And so, yeah, we are concerned that the efforts that we're putting in now could be undone if we don't make concrete action on climate change a priority.
What gives you hope as you do this work?
Okay, so one of the hopeful things is that the federal government has convened this panel and put up $50 million towards intervening rapidly to prevent extinctions. And so it is unprecedented in Australia for this type of funding to be available in the aftermath of a fire to fund actions that will have a tangible impact on whether species are here, you know, in 10 years' time or not. The types of activities that we'll be funding, things like the control of feral predators or herbivores or salvaging species to get them into captive breeding programs, protecting unburnt areas, those types of activities could prevent a species from actually going extinct. And so in that sense, I've been really overwhelmed by the response and the strategic approach that the federal government and the state governments are taking and the seriousness of it is, you know, it gives me a sense that Australians do value their wildlife enough to step up and intervene when things get dire.
That is Dale Nimmo, who is an associate professor in wildlife ecology at Charles Sturt University in Australia. Dale Nimmo, thank you so much and good luck.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And you can see photos of some of these animals, the western ground parrot and the Kangaroo Island dunnart at hereandnow.org.